Yeah, we did not have nearly enough time.
I know.
Not nearly enough time. We had to talk about life and everything, and there wasn't nearly enough time.
There just was not enough.
Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. Everybody simmer. Simmer down.
I have an email from Cassandra Holguin. And she writes as follows. I love her. And you're going to get to see a photo of her in just a moment. She says, "Dear Mock and Daisy, I got my MyPillow order yesterday and my boyfriend and I got two sets of the towels in black. As I was taking them out of the wrapping to wash, I noticed how soft they felt as I was putting them to wash. When they were dry, I asked my daughter to take them out and put them on the couch so I could fold them. As she's carrying them, I see her face and she looks like she's in heaven. She puts them down and says, 'Those are so soft and fluffy, Mom. I just want to lay in them.' Later that night, I took my shower and I usually use a loofah, but decided to use the washcloth. Best decision ever. It felt so nice on my skin." Now, she gets it's a little TMI, what I'm about to share with you, okay?
Okay.
From her email.
Okay.
She says, when it was time. Here. What?
We're all friends here.
That's right. "When it was time to get out to dry off, I was excited to see what everyone had been talking about. Was not disappointed. I'm short, but I'm a bigger woman. I have thick thighs and pies." Thick thighs and pies.
I mean,
I've never heard that before.
I don't think I've ever heard that before either.
I love that.
It is. Yeah, it's very descriptive. Uh-huh.
"Plus, I've had 3 C-sections, so I have that mommy pooch that embarrassingly hangs over my scar. Normally, it's hard to dry with a towel, and usually I have to lay down and air dry or stand in front of a fan holding it up. I didn't have to do either of those last night, and it was amazing. The hand towel was even big enough for me to use on my hair. Normally, when I towel dry, my hair is still drippy afterwards, so I got a blow dry, put in a clip. Well, with this amazing absorbent towel, I got my hair perfectly towel dried with no drips. Super satisfied. Can't wait to get more stuff." And then she writes, "I also want to thank you ladies for all you do. You came across my Facebook page back in September of 2020, and I was hooked. It felt so good not feeling alone in the things that I felt. This community that you and Daisy have created is absolutely amazing, and I thank you all so much for it. I'm an insider as well, and it feels good to be in a safe place with no trolls. My boyfriend and I also do the Monday night Zoom meetings, and we just have the best time. I'm so grateful for the new friendships we've made. You and Daisy are the best. Again, thank you so much for everything you chicks do. Much love and many thanks, Cassandra." There she is with her towel.
That is the sweetest. She is precious.
I know. I love everything about this message.
She's so cute. Thank you, Cassandra.
And she's right. The towels, as you know, my favorite thing.
Right.
From MyPillow. And that's saying something because everything from MyPillow is so, so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys go to MyPillow.com and use our code and buy one, get one on all the Giza Dream Sheets. And, you know, it's like the most amazing place ever. You're going to find, like, you're going to get the Dream Sheets and you're going to want everything else.
Oh, for real. For real. BOGO. I love BOGO. And the code is CHICKS. CHICKS. Okay, quick shout out, because I just found out from one of our writers, LT. LT said yesterday that her mom, unbeknownst to her, watches every morning. And so she asked if we could please say good morning to her mom. So good morning, LT's mom.
Good morning, LT's mom. Good morning.
And I believe you have some personal points of privilege.
2 points of personal privilege. Okay, our mail sucks. But a couple days ago, I actually got this, I think, like a day and a half ago, because I got it at our post office box, because I have 2 places that I go to get mail, and they both suck. They both suck the monkey balls. Okay. Debbie Evans from Mesa, Arizona, faithful viewer, she says, and she sent me this sweet little card.
Aww.
And it was really sweet. My birthday's only been, like, what, almost like a month and a half ago. And I got this ring. Can you guys see? It's Daisy. I don't know if you can
see. Oh my gosh, I love that.
It's daisies. It's like silver daisies, and in the middle there's like a little gold right in the middle of the daisy. I know it's hard to see, but I love it, and I will wear it every day. I love it so much. So thank you so much to Debbie. I really appreciate it. And then last night I had a meeting, but I just met up with my friend Duke Machado, who is he's so dear, and he is with Legsit. If you guys have never heard of Legsit, I need you, when you're done watching this podcast, I need you to go and like them on Facebook. It's L-E-X-I-T. And they are basically, they're kind of the answer. People have heard of Blexit. If you've heard of the walkaway movement, they are Latinos and Hispanic people going away from the Democrat Party and coming to us, going to the Republican Party, becoming conservative. And so he's the guy. He's like the head guy that does that. And he's amazing. He's just a super sweet guy. I was just talking to him last night, and he's so complimentary. He loves our show. He loves us, and he loves our community. And he was just asking me questions about, like, how can I do some of the things that you do? And he's just been a fan of ours for a really long time. And I was saying to him, I'm like, listen, I'll give you a shout out because I love what they do. And I love the fact that a lot of these people are waking up to the fact that Democrats haven't done, as Chris Farley would say, jack squat for them, right? So we need to support. If you are Hispanic, go and support them and tell your friends, your Hispanic friends about them. If you are not Hispanic, go and like the page. And still, so we need to support these people. We need to make sure that we're supporting Hispanic people, Black people, gay people, anybody who wants to come into the fold, we need to welcome at the table. You see what I'm saying? So it's not, we are not a compartmentalized box party. You know, we need to welcome all. And so that's why it's really important that we support people and groups like Legsit. So go support them today. Okay.
All right. You heard it. Now do it. But like, wait and watch the rest of this first.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Couple videos to share. The first is this. I'm sorry, you guys. I hate to sack attack you all the time, but this is,
we need to have a thing, like
a sounder.
A sounder for
I've
it.
Been asking for one here. I want them to make one.
And it needs to be the chick from Psycho. You know what I mean? Like the chick with like around the corner from with the shower curtain, and then like Norman Bates from Psycho.
Like joink, joink.
Yeah, joink. That's what it needs to be.
Yes, it needs to be that sound.
Right.
When we talk about a sack attack, it's true. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lori. Thank you very much. So there was a lot of hullabaloo yesterday about the chief of staff to Biden, Ron Klain, who is probably one of the people running the country. He retweeted with great emphasis by doing one of those captions that said this down, showing the tweet that he had retweeted from Jason Furman. And it read as follows. Most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high class problems. We wouldn't have had them if the unemployment rate was still 10%. We would instead have had a much worse problem. So naturally, people were like, high class is a high class problem to need to feed your family and buy gas. What? Right. How tone deaf are you?
Exactly.
And especially when Biden's own chief of staff is the one that is retweeting that, it just did not sit well. So Jackie, I can't remember her name, but one of the Fox reporters asked Saki about that in the presser yesterday. And the condescension is what I was so blown away by in this answer. I mean, I'll play the first part and then I'll also play the last part and I'll skip some of the bullcrap in the middle because it's all lies anyway.
Right.
But just her attitude towards Jackie is so freaking rude. And I can't stand this woman. And so everybody needs to hate her with me. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Would Ron Klain tweet that? And would you agree that's a little bit tone deaf?
Do you think two tweets means more? I'm just curious.
Oh my God.
So just for context, what Ron Klain retweeted was a tweet from the former chairman of Economic Advisors, Jason Furman, where he said, for full context, which I think is important, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, are high class problems. What he went on to say is we wouldn't have had them if unemployment rate was still 10%. We would instead have had a much worse problem. So I think the point here is
blah, blah, blah.
The economy.
Okay, so
and what would be
I need
worse
you to hear
in
the
our
end,
view
too.
Is if the unemployment. So that's the full context.
And that's a much more eloquent way of putting it than the high class comment in that tweet. It's not the first time that Ron Klain's Twitter has drawn some sharp criticism. Is that something that the White House is addressing at all, given this pushback, this criticism?
Are we addressing the Chief of Staff's Twitter habits? It is not a top priority. Really? I will tell you at this point in time, the Chief of Staff is out there speaking on his own accord to members of Congress, to the media, frequently, as any chief of staff does. And I think it's important also for anyone here to be able to tout points that they find interesting. And that's the purpose of public speech.
Okay, I can't stand her.
Wait a second. Oh, my God. I can't either. Okay. So wait. So his Twitter habits are off limits, but then
they're just not a priority.
Okay. But then Trump's were totally like,
right,
like on all the limits. Like we were able to just pounce all over those. And then he's off. Okay, I see how that works. Okay. And mm-hmm. I, for once, I'd like somebody to ask, why is he such a dick? I would just like somebody to ask that and just see what she says. You know?
That would be great. Right. That would be great. Thank you, Brian. Brian says, thanks for the infusion of sanity in the insane world of the Bride of Chucky. Listen, we need to tell you about Genucel skincare because it's amazing. And right now, they continue to have 50% off of all of their packages, you guys.
50.
Or more. Some of the packages are even more. And so all you have to do is go to our special link, lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/ And I understand that they may have some new products coming around the bend that we'll be talking about shortly. But if you haven't tried any of their products, think about doing a package where you just get like all the good stuff put together in one package for you. And there's a few different kinds that you can choose from. You can see those at lovegenucel.com/ Do that today. Speaking of complete biatches, I don't know who this chick is. This is the first time I've ever seen her. I honestly had forgotten that Bloomberg TV was even a thing. But this is some journalist.
I'm like, because I know he's not Blumenthal, but they're like the same. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So this chick is a journalist on Bloomberg TV, and she's interviewing what's his name, a guy, he's like a tech investor by the name of David Sachs, who I've never heard of. It doesn't matter that you've never heard of him. The point is that she tries to make the assumption that everybody finds Governor DeSantis to be a very divisive figure. And the way that he puts her in her place is kind of glorious. And any, I'd love anything that has to do with Governor Ron DeSantis. So, and I just hate this woman. And so I want you to also hate her with me.
Okay. Right. We're right there with you.
Okay. Here she is.
Ask you about the fundraiser you're hosting for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who obviously is a very divisive figure, has made some choices that are questionable. When it comes to public health, I know that you don't necessarily agree with all of them, but why do you support such a divisive candidate?
Why?
Especially given the global health crisis we are still facing.
Why is he inherently more divisive than, say, Gavin Newsom or someone on the other side of the spectrum? See, what I would argue is that words like polarizing and divisiveness, they assume a normative baseline in which everybody agrees. Everyone in the tech industry agrees because they all come from a certain information bubble. And anyone who deviates from that orthodoxy is perceived as divisive. I would argue that there's a multiplicity of views, and you're not divisive just because you don't agree with the orthodoxy of Silicon Valley.
So, but why DeSantis over many of the other candidates who you could host fundraisers for? I mean, I know you're bullish on Florida, but DeSantis and Mayor Suarez, who was actually on the show earlier this hour, are on different ends of the spectrum.
I've donated to Suarez too, but I like both of them. I like Suarez because he's been extremely welcoming towards the tech ecosystem in Miami. I think that's a smart strategy. I don't get why the politicians in San Francisco don't do that. I mean, they're killing the golden goose. In terms of why I like DeSantis, he was the first governor to stop these insane lockdowns. And, you know, he found the right policy on lockdowns, which was to stop them. And he did it despite an extremely hostile media. So I respect that. When somebody takes the right position on an issue despite the hostility of the media, that's something I can really respect. That's why I support it.
Her
face. I know. Oh my God, her face. And again, wouldn't it be great if like somebody would just say to her, you're a hostile biatch.
You're divisive.
Because that's basically what he said, is you're a divisive, hostile biatch. That's basically what, that is the summary. That's the abstract of what just happened there. That was what I would take away from that. If I could summarize.
I don't like her face.
Oh, her face. What was it? She was like, it was very.
It's like she had like nuts stored in her, and it was, like right in here in this area.
Trying so hard to keep them in there because they were all just gonna start flying out if she didn't purse her lips so hard to keep them in there. What was that? So pursy. And then there was like, she was clenching so hard. Everything.
Oh my God.
Everything was clenched in her body, and she was. I can't. God, does she have?
I know, right?
Does she have any friends? Seriously. I mean, I know we're like going on a tangent here, but I can't. I don't like her.
Yeah, same. I've never seen her before. I don't ever want to see her again. And ever. I thought he handled her so well because he was very nice. Right. But he was like, you're coming from a place where you're making an assumption that everybody thinks like you.
Right.
So
nobody likes you.
That's what I would have said. Bill Clinton is in the hospital. This is like huge news on every platform I looked at today. It was like Bill Clinton is in the hospital. So apparently he had a UTI, which expanded into a broader infection of sepsis. And so he's on an IV drip of antibiotics and he's going to be fine. And that is the news of the day.
I'm going to reserve all my comments. I'm just going
to. By the way, Adele, I know I talked about her yesterday. Adele's new song came out at midnight last night. It's already had 50 million views. I listened to it this morning and I got a little choked up, I gotta say.
It's amazing that they dropped it at midnight and it has 50 million views. That's what blows me away. I mean, I'm sleeping, right? Or trying to. Like that. But doesn't that blow you away? Like,
she's got that sort of, she just has that magic, man. People just cannot wait for her stuff. And she delivers, because this is a beautiful song. Beautiful. Gorgeous song.
Did you hear about somebody asked her in an interview the other day? Like she was doing a like kind of a meet and greet online with her fans. And somebody asked what her body count was. Did you see that?
What her body count?
Yeah. She did the same thing that you just did. And that's what... It was like, what is a body count? Like in her sweet little English accent. And people were sort of making fun of her for that because they wanted to, so the person asking the question wanted to know how many people she's had relations of a sexual nature with.
Oh, that body count.
Right. And she was just like, what in the world?
Not like a Hillary Clinton body count. Totally different.
No, totally different.
Okay.
And I don't think she answered. So we don't know the answer to either, right? Hillary Clinton. Right. Right. Those are two. They're both in the vault, you guys. To me, that was kind of a dumb question, but she didn't, it's the same thing as you. She didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because I thought like because it's Adele, I thought, well, does that mean like the number of people that she has sent into a spiral of despair with her music because it's so powerful? Like the fact that I was tearing up at it when I am in a perfectly happy marriage. Like I have no sense of what she felt during her divorce. It's amazing. It's a testament to her writing.
I would have loved to listen to it for the first time together in this setting with you and I together, just to see how different our reactions would be.
Yeah. Well, I need you to listen to it so you can tell me what you think of it. But you got to make sure that you do it like the right way, where you have headphones on and you're letting it completely surround you. You know what I mean?
Right. I do know what you mean. The way that you're supposed to listen to music for the first time.
Yeah.
I can do that and then just absorb it and see. I don't know.
And report back.
I still don't know if I'll cry. You know?
Well, even if you don't cry, though, like I feel like you'll feel
something.
Appreciation for her gift because it's like when you cry at Pavarotti. You know what I mean? Like it's just the beauty of it is so,
she is
so good.
She is quite remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. I already like pre-ordered her album because I'm a sucker. So. let me see what else was like. Oh, so I was telling you before we went on that there were some very upset people yesterday about this delay in the taco talks.
Right.
Like, there was one woman who was legit mad because she can't be here today. And she was like mad at me because I had promised taco talks yesterday. I did not deliver. And it was a problem.
people are like launching the F-bombs at us. I mean, it's bad, you guys. It's bad. Bad.
I got an email from somebody that was mad that I made fun of Hinder. Like, people feel very strongly about all kinds of things.
Really? It's like people, there's like a Hinder fan club that, like, that actually watches us.
Somebody like wrote, that's not their only song. They have this song. And I went to this concert and that concert. And I'm like, okay, I liked it. Okay. My whole point was that I listened to it seven times on my way in.
They should be writing me because I said it was like the early 2000s suck rock. It's like the Air Supply of that generation. That's what I thought. I mean, it's me that's making fun of them. Mott loves that. She loves that garbage. Fine. She loves it. She like gets off on that, you guys. She loves Robbie Williams. Of course she's gonna love that garbage. I'm sorry, I love you, but seriously. Hinder. Come on.
It was just a kick. I just had a momentary kick.
It's like it was just one time. It was just that one time.
I can quit anytime I want.
I can quit anytime. I quit Hinder.
Nick Kristoff, who you may know from such things as being with the New York Times for 37 years.
Holy crap.
And also being like BFFs with Ashley Judd.
Oh my God.
I quoted him in our book.
I'll never forget that we quoted him in our book.
Because he made sense for a second.
Right? Yeah.
Like there was a moment where he made sense.
About 2.5 seconds made sense. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's right. Well, he has resigned from the New York Times because apparently he has aspirations to become the governor of Oregon.
Get out of town.
I'm not going anywhere.
At least for a couple of years. But oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, that, I didn't know that.
I know. It's very interesting because what's amazing is that the Oregon governor, what is it, Kate Brown, is that right? I think that's right.
I think so, yeah.
She's so whack that he would actually be a pretty big improvement.
He would actually be less whack than her.
Yeah. I mean, he's still crazy liberal, but
he'd still be crazy liberal, but the fact that he would be less liberal than her. Wow.
I know. And it's, you know, name recognition means a lot. It's why Terry McAuliffe is still trending, you know, higher in his race than the Republican in Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah.
People remember the name and they're like, oh, yeah, that's recognizable. So I'll poll with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's happening.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you. And we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Tiffany, thank you. She says, I know Patty Kernstock can't chat with us, but is watching. So hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Also, Adele is such a powerful singer. Balls. And then Jamie says, don't go after Air Supply. Their fans are savage.
I imagine that they are. Like,
God.
Listen,
that is awesome.
No disrespect intended. Air Supply. I can only imagine.
So I'm going to go ahead and get into it's 7:23. And because there are taco talks that we are doing them right now, you guys.
We have to get it done. It's like we have to get it done or we're going to get more hate mail.
But I figured since it's been probably a week since the original Taco Talk, I'll start with that. So people who may be new or who weren't here last week to enjoy that amazing story will get the full benefit of the whole story. Christine, thank you. She said, in honor of my Tante Barbara and Uncle John, married 60 years, left this earth together last week. Yours was the last book she read. Just hope they don't vote Democrat now. Christine, that is like makes me want to cry and laugh at the same time.
Oh my God, right? It's a craft.
It's a craft.
We're going to craft. That is so sweet.
Thank you, Christine. Okay, so we're going to start with the original taco story, and then we'll get to the Q&A, which is just as awesome. Here we go.
He's like, yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm like, rewind.
Yeah. It's the worst first date I've ever been on. I'm so glad you asked. I'm going to tell you right now. Before I met my smoke show of a husband, I was on dating apps, as you do. This man messages me out of the blue, and he goes, I like your face. Let's go get some food. I love food. Are you my soulmate? He says, meet me at my house. I will drive us to the restaurant together. Why did we not just meet there? I have no idea. I drive 45 minutes to his house. He's standing outside of it. He walks up to my car and he goes, I've lost my keys. Can you drive us there? Should I have just left him right there and gone home? Yes. Did I? Absolutely not. He gets in, starts giving me turn by turn directions. He could have been leading me to an abandoned warehouse and he still would have been like, left at this stop sign? Okay. We end up at a Taco Bell, which is fine. I'm like, dine in or drive through? And he's like, drive through. And I'm like, great, he has a plan. We get to the speaker and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard shell tacos. Thank you. We get to the window. He does one of these numbers. And I'm like, did you forget your wallet? He's like, yeah. I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I buy the 100 tacos and I'm like, where to next? And he goes, back to my house. And I was like, okay, this is happening.
Oh my God.
I'm committed to this now. It's happening. We get to his house. We walk in. His dad is on the couch. I'm like, he lives with his dad. It's fine. The hoops I am teleporting through to convince myself that this decision that I have made is okay is just wild. Walk past his dad into the kitchen. He just starts emptying the boxes of tacos, just releasing them onto the table, puts two chairs at the table, sits down, and he just screams at the top of his lungs, let's feast. I am just calmly unwrapping my taco and taking a bite of it. We are eating hard shell tacos in complete silence. You can hear both of us chewing. It's absolute chaos. The dad walks up, grabs a taco. There's 100 of them. We have so many to spare. He's eating over us, just like standing, doesn't sit, stands right next to the table, crunches, mouthful. He just looks at me and he goes, do you want to see the studio? And I was like, I have never wanted to see anything less in my entire life. It was that moment that I decided this date was completely over or else I was going to be killed 100%. I am now just like collecting the tacos because I paid for them. I walk out with boxes of tacos in my purse. I look back and I was like, thank you for this experience. You will never hear from me again.
So
worst first date I've ever
that's a pretty amazing first date.
It was. Yeah.
Now, a lot of comments. I mean, that's been seen 16.2 million times.
Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God.
It took off and there were a bunch of women apparently who were like, oh my God, I think I've dated that guy. And then there were other women who were like, we need to know. So many people had questions. And so she did a couple of follow-up Q&As. And in one of them, she addresses, I can't remember the name of the other woman, but she was like, I don't know if she and I went out with the same guy. I'm not sure. So that's one of the things that may seem a little confusing. But here's the first installment of Taco Guy Questions Answered.
Number one, what was his name?
Wait, let me rewind.
All right. I'm here to answer all the questions about Taco Guy. They're hard hitting and I've got the tea. Number one, what was his name? I can't remember for the life of me. I'm sorry. All right. Next question. Did you actually buy 100 tacos or are you exaggerating for the story? I literally bought 100 crunchy tacos from Taco Bell for this man and I probably would have bought 1,000 if he ordered them. If you say that you would have done something different, you're either lying or you're not a woman who has met somebody online for the first time. Next question. How much did it cost? Well, a hard shell taco right now at Taco Bell is $1.39. Times 100 is $139 times 7.25% for tax puts you at about $149.07.
Oh my God.
Which was two times the amount of money that I spent on groceries every week, which is what that money was actually for. All right. This is a two-parter. Number one, how long did it take to make the tacos? And number two, what did you talk about while you waited? It felt like an eternity. In reality, it was about only 15 minutes, and the customer service was pretty great. We parked, they brought the tacos out to our car, like the true heroes of the story that they are. Number two, we talked about his ex-girlfriend, so.
Oh my God.
All right, so that's part one. Here is part two.
Welcome to the third and probably final part of the Taco Guy saga. I don't know how many more questions you could possibly have, but also, I get it. Number one, was he upset that you took all of the tacos? I was not looking at his face. I was solely focused on collecting my tacos and looking like I did not need help to my car. Do you know how hard that is? To confidently carry 94 tacos and look like you've done this a million times in your life. This is easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. I don't need help. So no, I was not looking at his face. What did I do with the tacos? You better believe I ate all 94 of those soggy boys. Next question, did you and Jen go on a date with the same man? I hope to God it was the same man. I hope that there is not multiple men going around and ordering 100 tacos and making women pay for it. So it's just easier in my heart if I believe it's the same guy. Oh God, I hope it's the same guy. Why no studio tour?
Oh my God. There you have it.
I love her. So funny.
And by the way, let me just make sure, who is it?
Probably Elise Myers. The Taco Guy, if you
wanna, Elise Myers, if you want to follow Elise Myers on TikTok.
She's married now to a smoke show.
She says she's married to a smoke show. She has a baby. And she also says that she wanted to make sure that people know she is not married to the Taco Guy. That is not where that story
I think she up. Said that. She's pretty clear about that in her first video about Taco Guy.
Oh my God.
You guys bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh, it is the weekend.
It's Friday. You guys have a fantastic Friday. We will talk to you on Monday.
Biden signs on to a global corporation tax, and a Virginia school covers up a rape to advance a political agenda. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and keep you laughing at the same time. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.